So before the school year started, what did you think it would be like?
I was very unsure of what it was going to look like, and it changes all the time, just like everything in the world right now is changing all the time. Originally, I wasn't sure if I was going to be actually able to teach my classes in person, but we were able to make sure that that could happen. So I thought I was going to be teaching through Zoom, and fortunately, we are able to hold class outside. So that's where I teach my classes.
And when you're outside, are you playing games that don't involve, for example, touching the same equipment or running around in masks? How are you accommodating all the things we have to do to stay safe during the pandemic?
Right. So what I have done is I've taken my line painter outside and I have painted lines so that the kids can stand 6 feet apart. They do have to wear their masks during class. They are allowed to have a mask break when they ask for permission. And during class time, because they're in cohorts, they are with their class all day long. So what we do is I do play games using the same equipment. And at the end of class, I have sanitizing wipes that the kids use to clean the equipment for my next class.
And what kind of games do you play, or what kind of things do you do that work well in this pandemic environment?
So right now, I'm doing some Halloween games. And so we're using equipment that can easily be cleaned. So plastic cones can be wiped off. I have foam balls that are gator skin balls is what they're called, and they have a tougher skin, so those can be wiped off. So minimal equipment, but equipment that can be cleaned easily.
And what have the kids been saying? What's the feedback been like?
You can see that they're happy to be back at school and they're excited. They know things are going to be different. They know everything can't be the way it used to be. And kids are resilient and they've really done a nice job.
And what about parents? What has the feedback from parents been like?
From what I know and what I see, because I also do morning drop off and afternoon pickup, parents seem happy and excited that we are able to be at school 5 days a week and that we are in cohorts and that we're doing things safely and that we can continue to be in school because of all the precautions we're taking.
And if learning has to go fully remote, whether it's because of a rise in COVID cases or just because the weather's getting colder and it's harder to play outside, what are your plans for teaching gym class remotely?
If we have to go remote, last spring when I was teaching remotely, what I would do is I would put activities on my Google Classroom, and they were videos of me doing an activity, playing a game, and then some of the students would take pictures and videos of themselves playing those games, and then they would send it to me through Google Classroom. So activities that can be done at home using whatever people have around their houses. One of the activities was skee ball, the arcade game, and I used pots and pans and some cardboard and a ball that I found in my house, and I videotaped myself playing that so they could practice their rolling skills, rolling of a ball. So they're fun little games. Usually the excitement of making it or getting the equipment together from your house takes up more time than the actual game, but it's fun.
Why is it important for kids to maintain that type of activity, when most of the learning they're doing is remote?
Right. So they're on the computer more now than ever. And it's part of my job to make sure that they're not just sitting in front of the computer. There are a lot of benefits to being on the computer and using technology, but we want to get the kids up and moving, and it's important for their learning to be physically active. So
Stress relief is often a benefit of. And how do you envision the rest of this school year unfolding?
I hope, and I am keeping my fingers crossed that we stay in school. We are going to be outside as much as possible. When we have to be inside, we'll do some activities in the classroom, but I plan on being outside as much as I can. And I've told all of my students that. I said, prepare for the weather because we're going to be outside.
Well, Amy, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.